So we've been talking about driving, and we've got the Minister of Transport on the line, but he's speaking to us in his capacity as the ANC's head of election. That's Fikile Mbalula. Thank you so much for making time, Mr. Mbalula. Welcome.
Thank you, Clement, and all the listeners.
Have you met the deadline as the ANC to submit all your candidates?
Yes, we have met the deadline as the African National Congress. We have submitted for all our candidates. We are now ready for a wall-to-wall campaign.
There was confusion as to whether or not the lists were submitted just before the deadline or if the process was completed much earlier in the day. You didn't wait until the last minute, did you?
No, we've been working flat out, fighting the court battle on the other end, and then at the same time sorting out our list with all our provinces. I saw people making all sorts of speculations yesterday about our list. Our list was long in, so there were no glitches. We were thorough, meticulous, and proper.
What lessons do you walk away with as the ANC from the initial blunder? Because had the IEC not opened the candidate registration, that would have spelled disaster for you.
It would have spelled a disaster for us. Remember, it would have not been for the first time. Even in 2016, we lost all the municipalities almost in the Western Cape because candidates were not filled. But I can tell you this time around, it was a really, really technical glitch. It had nothing to do with a human interference. The system were challenged on the side of the IEC as well. But this would have meant a monumental disaster, and that's why others wanted to win it, because they knew that if the ANC doesn't fill candidates, they have won the election before we even start.
Yeah.
So it was going to be quick for them, quick victory, sweet, and like that. They would have won municipalities where the ANC is in charge at the present moment. The whole of Cape Metro would have gone straight to the DA, and there will be no PR candidates for the ANC, for example. We will have 23 municipalities that were going to go to the opposition.
All right.
And that would have affected our majority badly. Now we're in a position to basically contest. So the lessons from this is that we needed to trust our systems the way we did. And then, because we're not doing this thing physically, we're doing it with the technology. Unlike most of the time and over the years, we had to do it with ourselves going there physically. So things that happened under the pandemic, you know, this election is difficult among others because of that. But nonetheless, it's water under the bridge. We're looking forward to contest.
Yeah. Isn't this indicative, though, Mr. Mbalula, of your capacity as the ANC to govern? When you can't meet deadlines, when you can't pay salaries, when you don't meet your tax obligations, breaking the law, why must South Africans trust that you're fit to govern effectively?
Well, financial woes and challenges have been with us and for many years. They've just been unprecedented that we couldn't pay people for 3 months or so. Myself, I worked at Luthuli House. It is known when you work there, a couple of months pass without being paid. But we've never had a protest. It's unprecedented where people protest because they've not been paid. But the ANC is working on that. Is working on its financial strength to be in a position to meet its obligation. But democracy and running a party political structure is tough. And the ANC is running a huge bill, which it needs to reconsider in the light of also that we've got the new financial laws that govern the political parties. Democracy is expensive, must be funded. And then if it is so expensive and it's not funded and the donors are drying up, because even somebody who gives you 100,000, their name get to be published and they don't want that. Then they start to be asked how many tenders you got and all of that. And even those who don't even do tenders are reluctant. Reluctant is an understatement. They don't want to be mentioned and their names to be all over. All political parties are faced with the same. Our situation is worse, and because we are much bigger, we employ people in every province.
Yeah,
we employ people at national. So we've got to look at this challenge.
But do you understand
how we are going to overcome it?
Yeah, do you understand
where we rely on fundraising and donor funding? That is it. So we don't have our own assets that we rely on to give us more resources every month.
Yeah, but do you understand where South Africans are coming from? When they look at what's happening in the ANC, the issues around salaries, the withholding of the pay AYE contributions from, you have been collecting it from your employees, but you haven't been paying it to SARS, and that's actually in breach of the law, and yet you want to come and preach tax compliance to citizens. Do you understand where South Africans are coming from when they look at that and say, this can't be a party that we trust to govern effectively?
No, it's an over-exaggeration. ANC might have had shortfall, whatever, but we pay as you earn. It's our obligation together with UIF. We are in terms with SARS, and all those issues will be settled. It is blown out of proportion. And it is not even the real people who work at the ANC who does these things. It is those who don't know even their job description, which is our problem. That we have just been, blowing up the salary bill with ghost workers.
Yeah.
And people with no job description. They are the ones who are, well, fashionable for going out and embarrassing the ANC and bringing its name in disrepute.
So you don't owe SARS and the UIF?
We do, and we are paying it. We've got terms to pay. We don't exist in a lawless country. The ANC as a trading legal entity will be closed down if we don't pay SARS. So it's not negotiable. You owe SARS sometime in your life, you make terms of payment. And that's what we're doing. We've got terms with SARS to pay them, where we have actually defaulted, and there are penalties in all these things. There's no favor for the ANC. So we are settling that on our terms with SARS. That debt will be sorted out. We have gone through a rough patch of financial as an organization.
Okay, all right. So you are the election manager. Paul Mashatile said yesterday that you are budgeting for the election. He said he's waiting for you to tell him what the budget is. How much are you looking at? You've spent a lot of money on campaigning previously.
We have not spent a lot of money. You may think we do. We have been so dynamic such that you could think we have spent a lot of money. We rely on our volunteers to spread and to be everywhere. In terms of our budget, it's a moving target. So we're not looking at spending more than 50 million in this campaign. It's very short. We can live without other things. But in any budget, there are hidden costs that you may want to stretch yourself to a particular amount of money in terms of increase. It's a moving target, but we are working within the limited resources that we've got, and it's not a long campaign, so we're not looking at spending a lot on it.
So 50 million is what the target at the time. And just lastly, how do you justify that, Mr. Mbalula, to the employees at the ANC who haven't been paid, who will look at you and say you're able to spend 50 million rand on a campaign, but you haven't paid us in the last...
I've not said 50 million. I said around 50 million, and it's a moving target.
But how will you justify it, even if it's 20 million?
I've not given you the figure. No, employees of the ANC understand that there is a campaign, and there is no counter to the employees in relation to what is our priorities and all of that.
All right.
I think we have addressed the employee situation, and we have told you that we have reached an amicable solution agreement with them. This matter is watered under the bridge. It can't be every interview we are asked about it. Not that we are allergic to it, but it is resolved.
All right. Fikile Mbalula, the ANC's head of elections, thanks for your time.